What is your name?
Beryl Gwendoline Morton.
When were you born?
5/10/24.
And where were you born?
At the nurseries in Bishopscote Road, Luton.
What family did you have in those days?
Brother, a sister, a mother and father.
And where did you go to school?
I went to school in the primary school just round the corner. I moved on when I was 7 to Norton Road, Luton. And then I moved on just a little later on to senior school at Denby Road School, Luton, and finished my education in the Technical College at Park Square.
Which is now the university.
Yes, that's right.
And what jobs did you have?
Oh, now that's awkward.
You can abbreviate that if you want.
I had a secretary's job in Dunstable at C.E. Johansson's for 10 years. I went on then to work 20 years for, he wasn't a chartered surveyor, he was a quantity surveyor, which was different.
You worked in Luton for a time with the cinemas and the skin.
Oh yes, I did. I'd forgotten that. That's so long ago. Mm. My father didn't like it.
No.
No. However, I did work at 1, 2, 3 of Luton cinemas, and enjoyed every minute of it. Actually,
it was in the sound era, was it? Wasn't silent, was it?
No, it wasn't. Do you mind? excuse me, I'll see you later. Oh, dear me. I don't know where
that's
this
fine,
is, but never mind.
You had a fair sort of experience.
I must say, I worked for a translation firm in Houghton Regis.
Right.
And I was there for 5 years, and my subject was German, and I worked on water. You would be surprised what a lot of investigation there is to do with water, a tremendous amount. I left there because I'm afraid the lady concerned and in charge fiddled my insurance.
Oh dear.
And I had to go to the Ministry of Labour, and I came out all right. But she sacked me then. I was a good employer, but I got the sack because she didn't like being taken to task.
Oh dear.
That was a shame. But that was good.
What about your arrival in Houghton Regis?
Ah. 1959. Now, I knew Houghton Regis a lot before then because my parent or grandmother lived up the high street. And my mother, who was her daughter, of course, her mother had 13 children.
Good heavens.
And one of them, of whom organised the Bubba Stand in the football club, Luton Football Club. And she had one sister and 11 brothers. They made a football team. That was good. They worked in various places, the hat factories and things like that.
What sort of year was that? Was that in the 1900s? Have you any idea?
When I came here with my mother, when
yeah.
I visited,
yeah.
Oh, I was about 6, I suppose. Right. Mother used to walk over from the nurseries at Luton,
right,
with me sitting on the canopy,
oh, right,
and my sister sitting in the pram.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's go towards the house now. I mean, you've got a lovely property here. Can you remember when you moved in here?
I can. My father-in-law stood in the middle of the room and he said, "Whatever have you bought this for?"
Really?
Yeah, really. Yeah. They had no idea that it could look so nice. Mm. Obviously, it was empty.
Mm.
And in a good state, a very good state of repair, but without its furniture and tiled floors and floors, you know, of the old style.
Yes.
They didn't look so good.
Can you remember the year?
1959.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. What did you have? Let's focus on the hall, Houghton Hall, and the park now. Okay. What did you have any contact with the people at the house, at the hall, at all? Did you see them?
No, I didn't. We didn't. They used to ride to the hunt every Sunday, and that was a fine sight. But when the owner left there, he put the horses into the top farm. Do you remember the top farm?
I don't know.
Oh no. The left-hand side, on the corner of Houghton Road,
yes.
Where that small engineering works, several works are on the left-hand side. The top farm occupied all of that. Yes.
So you were saying a minute or two ago that it was a sight to see them ride.
Oh yeah.
Are we talking about horse and carts or?
No, we're talking about horses.
Just horses on their
yes,
own.
Yes, horses on their own.
And you used to see the family, did you? Him.
Well, yes, they'd ride to the hounds,
right.
But it was Colonel Part, was his name. And he used to ride to the hounds. And as many people as possible could get onto the green to see them go off, of course. Yeah, it was a grand sight.
Yes, yes.
Really was.
So that was one of your memories of the parts.
Yes.
And, I mean, did you go to the park as a child?
No.
Right.
No. We just walked with our mother from Luton, Leigh-Grave, to here and back.
Right. Do you remember anything about the park in your walk?
No.
No.
No, I don't.
No.
I don't remember much about it until I came to live here.
Right.
And then I made it my business to find out about the park.
Okay.
And I did.
And what did you find out about the park?
Well, I found out that about that time there was a gardener, Mr. Lewis, and his wife, Mrs. Lewis. And they loved gardening. They did it for a living. They occupied one of the houses down there, which was, I don't know whether they were sold or let, those four houses. But they occupied one of those.
Is that in the mews bit, or
on the side of the green?
That which houses were they?
Oh, the ones down. They were the storage for the apples and things.
Oh, right.
Yes,
right.
They were just storage
houses.
Are
we talking about the side of the village green?
No, we're talking about
the side of
the house. When you get down there,
yes.
You know you've got the office,
yes.
Office bungalow.
Yes.
Well, those on the left-hand side,
oh, right.
Going down, which used to be, of course, in the garden, in the vegetable garden.
Mm.
That was the vegetable garden there. Yeah.
Do you remember the vegetable garden?
Very well.
Mm.
I used to go and buy a lot of vegetables there at one
tell
time.
Tell me something about the garden that interests us.
It was a walled garden all the way round. It was a mixture of flowers and vegetables, mainly vegetables, but very tastefully done, with small hedges. And on the left-hand side were the vegetables, and on the right-hand side were the flowers. Now, what else can I tell you? Mr. Lewis did all sorts of vegetables. You could buy anything there fresh. And you just went down and asked him for what you wanted, and you got it, you know. He liked you to walk around the garden. He liked you to ooh and ah at what there was, and there was plenty to see.
He was obviously very proud of his garden.
Oh, yes, yes.
Was it he alone that actually...
No, his wife as well.
They both?
Yes,
oh, right.
the both of them,
oh,
day
right.
and night.
Really?
Yes, yes.
I believe there were very big asparagus beds there.
Yes,
well.
There were.
It must have been lovely.
Yes, it was. It was gorgeous. And their fruit and vegetable was lovely as well. I mean, the apple trees come along yearly, you know, my trees, that you can rely upon them. But with vegetables, you have to grow them. You've really got to grow them.
Work at it.
Yes, you have.
Yes.
You have. You've got to be hoeing and disbudding and everything night and day.
It's a full-time occupation,
yes,
isn't
that's
it?
Right. Well, my father worked in it before he went to New Zealand, so
yes.
I know
yes.
that...
He worked in the garden.
Oh yes.
Oh wow.
Yes.
Oh, not here. Where?
No.
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 I'm sorry, no. Yeah.
In his own nursery. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Were the greenhouses there? Were there any greenhouses?
Yes, there were.
Okay.
There were. Where were they?
They were outside the walled garden, were they?
That I can't be sure
no,
of,
okay.
David, because...
it's a long time ago.
Yes. Well, yes, that. And the very fact, of course, that the garden did really become accessible to the public. I mean, it was opened for the public for all sorts of reasons. We had shows there. We had woodworking... exhibitions.
Yes.
Do you remember that one?
No, I don't personally.
Oh, right. Cane people used to come down there and have stalls and so on. And we used to be in attendance usually, because as the Horticultural Society, we were responsible for them, you see.
It was the horticultural shows that you had there?
No.
Oh, no. Right.
No,
just
it
displays.
Wasn't the shows. It was displays of pot plants and all sorts of things that we got them up to raise money. For instance, for one, I can remember clearly, and I came across it the other day, a resume of my character. Yes, somebody that told the character of people by looking at them, and he wrote it out and sent it.
So were the shows on the green
or were they
in the
garden?
No, they were in the garden, outside the house,
right.
You know where those pots are, and
right. So it was on the formal garden rather than the
yes, yes,
kitchen garden.
Yes, and we were allowed in the formal garden. All sorts of things.
What can you remember about the formal garden? Can you remember anything about the formal garden?
It was very plain.
Right.
Yes, it was very plain. I mean, they had walls standing proud,
yes.
And they would have ordinary things like geraniums and pansies and things like that in. But generally speaking, it was a plain garden. More mowing.
Mm.
And seeing to from that point of view, then I suppose really he didn't have the staff, I feel. But he didn't have a lot of gardeners. I mean, Mr. Lewis would spill over into the main garden to keep that tidy.
He must have had real passion.
Mr. Lewis, yes, I think he did.
To be so dedicated.
The flowers in the walled garden, the flower side, what was grown and where were they used?
I don't think they were grown on the site. I don't think so, but I don't really know. Mr. and Mrs. Lewis didn't impress me as a flower grower particularly. They'd grow big bushes of lavender and clip them every year and do that sort of thing to shrubs, you know. But not flowers like I grow in the greenhouse, you know, for the garden, really.
Okay. Do you remember anything about the park itself at the back of the formal gardens? Or were they fields? Were there any animals or anything like that?
I don't remember animals. Of course, there were lots of fields at the back of the house, but I didn't know whether they were let out for anything. I don't seem to think so, but then I don't know. I mean to say, we used them with the goodwill of Colonel Part.
Yeah.
He liked anything that involved
the
community itself. He liked to walk up the town.
Right.
You know, we've had, should I say, we've had mayors that wouldn't walk up the town.
Right.
Too good, you see. that's as much as I'm going to say, really.
Okay.
Otherwise, I might get myself into trouble.
Oh. No.
Well, I don't.
Obviously, through the years, you've seen, especially around the green, a lot of changes. A lot of changes, old buildings going and being replaced.
Well, I'm never free from saying about the old buildings going because I'm really troubled about that. How really nice Victorian villas could be pulled down like they were.
Shopping.
How the old farmhouse could be pulled down on the roadway. And what about the big shed? We've been going to dances all our lives, to St. Albans to dance.
Yes, yeah.
And that was wonderful, you know.
Yeah.
And if St. Albans could move it and replace it up the high street.
Why couldn't we?
Could we have done? But I'm not the only one that's asked after that.
No.
It will go down as something.
A lot of people
really
feel
bad.
Exactly the same way as yourself.
It's
exactly.
Terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
What do you know about the hunt?
Not a lot, really, David. I don't know a lot.
No.
I don't think any of my mother's family, although they were mostly men, I don't think they could afford to use it.
Yeah.
They were mostly men like our first chairman, Lord, lived down at Leighton Buzzard.
Don't worry if you can't.
The comedian bought it. dear me.
Perhaps that might come back to you.
Well, perhaps it will.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you saw them. You saw the hunt, did you?
Yes, I did.
You saw the hunt.
Yes, I did.
Where did they gather? Where were they gathering?
Well, they went toward Dunstable Downs.
Right.
But I can't.
No.
Aren't there any pictures in the library?
Pat Lovering.
Pat Lovering got some.
Where did they meet? Did they meet in front of the house?
Yes.
And then yes. go off from there.
Yes, had their little drink, you know, they do.
Yes.
You know, like they do, don't you?
Yeah.
And then went up the hill.
Right. Okay.
Up the Houghton Road.
Were there any kennels around? Were there any kennels on
Well, there must have been, because they put the dogs away there.
Right.
They brought the dogs back there,
until they
left the hall and they put them in the top farm, which you don't remember, but which used to be on the corner, you see, opposite that pub that's on the other corner.
Right.
You know that building, that cream building?
Yes, the Checkers.
That used to be a pub.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, right.
Yeah. Was that what it was called?
No.
Oh, what was it called? Do you know?
Where was it?
Number one, up on the pub, up on the other side of the road from the top farm, where the top farm was.
We'd have to look that up, I think. Okay. Do you remember anything about the ice house? You probably didn't know anything that existed there, did you?
I didn't.
No. That was sort of in the park. There was one. There was a well in the park, and also there was an ice house in the hall grounds itself.
Was there?
Yes, but you wouldn't particularly know that.
No, I didn't.
You didn't actually venture into the house or anything, did you?
Well, yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
I did. I had to see in that house.
Yeah, tell me about that, your visit there.
Well, it was Mr. Lewis who said, I seemed to be interested in the district and would I like to see in the house? And yes, I did. And it was a large series of rooms, as you can remember, I'm sure. And it was very high ceilinged. I don't remember going upstairs. I only saw downstairs. I suppose I was thinking I would see it again. I never thought it to be let like it was.
No.
Because I know the people that are in there,
because
they lived at Leadgrave Road. They took over Skefko Ball Bearing Company in Leadgrave Road.
Chamberlain's.
Yes, that's right, Mr. Chamberlain.
Yeah.
I know him well. And, well, I used to know him when I worked at Peter Hills, you see. But...
When you walked into the house, what was your feeling? You said sort of high ceilings. Were you impressed by what you saw?
Not really, no. Because I loved the high windows and that sort of thing, but I thought at that time, perhaps I shouldn't say this, I thought it needed interior decorating, and I would think perhaps Chamberlain's did it.
Yes.
I haven't been in there since Chamberlain's taken over, which is some years now. Well, how many years?
I don't know that.
Must be 8, 10, or something. But when I went in, it certainly was in need of decoration.
Okay.
Yes.
Were the tapestries, any tapestries or paintings?
I didn't notice them particularly.
No.
But then I wasn't looking for them, really.
No.
I was looking for the general perspective of the room.
What about the gardens around the house?
Oh, very well kept.
Yes.
Very well kept, yes. Yes. The geranium pots full, you know, bursting with red and really nice, really nice. And the lawns cut nicely. Yes, that was always done.
Yes.
I don't know who did it, but yes.
Yeah. Okay, we talked a little bit. You talked a little bit earlier about the displays and everything in the walled garden.
Mm.
Do you remember any other sort of events that took place in the park or on the village green?
Well, we had a few before they started the
carnivals.
The carnival. They had open days for the people in the village.
Right.
And people used to go there and in their best bonnets and things. I suppose they always had done.
What a sight it must have been.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So they went into the house? Or
yeah.
The
I don't know that.
No.
No.
You just saw them.
I know they went into the gate, you know, they obviously paid a fund or something or other, I expect.
Yeah.
You don't get into these places for nothing.
No.
Although, in those days, in the 1950s, early 50s, you know, mid-1950s, they might not have had to pay.
No.
I think that depends largely upon the owner, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
do you remember anything about the ponds around the hall? The area around the village green. Do you remember any ponds?
No.
Any water?
Not up that end of the village. It was all down this end.
Right. Do you remember, you know where the pavilion is today?
Yes.
Do you remember the river that was running by the side of the pavilion?
Yes.
There's a tributary to the River Lee.
Yes. It comes down here opposite.
Does it?
Yes.
It's a little thing.
Flows down here and goes across the road.
That's
just
right.
Down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Was it well kept in those days? Can you remember anything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well kept by a gentleman named Lowell.
Really?
Lowell. L-O-L. He used to work his backside off, really, up and down this road. And, you know, there were much steeper banks then.
Yes.
And he used to work really hard.
Really?
Yes, he did. Mm. He never, I don't think he even stopped for a cigarette.
Really?
I don't think so.
And what did he used to do? He used to clear?
Well, yes, he used to clear the river up here.
Oh, right.
Of all the rubbish and everything. I don't know where it went, because eventually it went into blue bags.
Mm.
But it didn't at first, when we first came here. He was a nice old chap.
Yeah.
Not altogether there, but...
No. He must have put it all in one of those wooden wheelbarrows.
I expect he did.
Yeah, those days. Okay. Tell us about the use of the park during the war years. Do you remember anything about that?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
No.
I mean, I didn't come here till after the war.
No.
I knew that all the ladies in the village went to Luton.
Right.
What factory was the handy here? And on munitions. Kent's were on munitions, you see. My mother was on munitions.
Yeah.
She used to walk to Luton and back at night.
How did she walk there? What?
On her feet.
Yeah. What a silly question. a proper silly answer. From here to into Luton, was it down the main road?
Yes, up this road. It was only a track.
Right.
You've probably seen pictures of it in the picture book, if you've got one. But it was just a track, you know, along which horses and carts came, and which young girls could very easily and not come to any harm get a lift on a cart. You know, you didn't have awful things happening like you do today.
So there were lots of carts and horses.
Yes.
Lots of carts
horses. Yes. Yeah.
No buses, but carts and horses.
No buses.
No.
There were buses when I came here. Of course, there was the number 6 running past here. Now, I haven't had anything for years, and I have to walk all the way up there, all up there.
It's strange how people remember the bus numbers. The bus numbers always stand out, don't they?
Well, that was number 6.
Yeah, number 6.
And it never once had an exit. Never once.
Yeah. It's a good history there. It's a good history.
Yes. Yeah. And all there was a little corner of grass just down here where the Chequers have got their board now. No yes. business to be, they don't own that, but they've got their board there. But there was a triangle of grass,
yes,
and then a one up, one so down side. There, just one.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground there, haven't we?
Yeah.
That you want to add?
Do you want to add or to talk about while we're here?
No, not really.
We're going to be kind of covering the town and the village at a later date. But right. this interview, the focus of this
is on
the
hall
and the park.
I understand really. That.
Yeah.
I would like you to cover some part of the Houghton Regis Horticultural Society.
Yes. Oh,
because
definitely.
it is going, well, it's a lifetime's work really,
yes.
which makes me rather sad.
Yes.
But I am working on maintaining its perhaps our trophies in the library or something like that,
yes,
which
yes.
I would like known.
Yes, yes.
But I have other bad news at the moment, which is that Sydney, our chairman, is in hospital.